Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That is the ProXPN toll-free line. We have Skype as well. You may Skype into the show via username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first. You will be approved, and then it'll be easy for you to contact us via Skype from that point forward. The Us Tonight includes me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And again, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. All kinds of interesting stuff here to talk about tonight with an update to start the show. I think it was the Saturday show last week where we discussed the lady who had put herself up for auction. She's a medical student, now 28. I guess she was 27 in the previous article, but... she's 28 years old. She goes by the alias Elizabeth Rain. She had been hiding her face while she auctioned off her virginity, but it was about a week ago or a week and a half ago. And by the way, Board Op, our music bed is still playing in the background. Don't know if you're aware of that. Thank you. So, anyway, she revealed
her service.
She revealed her face to the world. And I think that may have gotten her more publicity because that was when we found out about it. There was a lot of stories that were coming out at that point. We shared the details with you about this and also shared the story about how, or other stories, other internet auctions, internet virginity auctions that have gone on in the past.
And most of them are kind of, you know, crash and burn. They're just, for whatever reason, they don't work out.
They don't pan out. There was the one lady who ended up suing the producer of the film. There was going to be a documentary about this one lady who was supposed to sell her virginity. And
a guy, too.
Yeah, that went south. I don't know what happened with the guy. All I ever heard about was what happened with the lady in the story. Of course, she got something like an $800,000 bid or $750,000 bid, and he got like $2,000.
Well.
So, anyways, apparently this medical student is calling it quits. According to the Daily Mail, dailymail.co.uk, 28-year-old medical student who had planned to auction her virginity, well, she was auctioning, she was accepting bids. She had received, in fact, a high bid of $801,000, is now saying she won't be going ahead with her part of the bargain. In a blog post, the student who goes by the name Elizabeth Rain writes she won't fulfill the terms of the auction, as she wants to, now get this excuse, she wants to focus on her medical studies instead.
Yeah, that sounds like an excuse. I really couldn't call that anything but an excuse.
Right. I mean, look, if you've changed your mind about this, that's fine, right? I mean, okay, it's your body.
It's
you
cool.
should be able to do what you want with it. You shouldn't be obligated to sell yourself. I mean, if you've changed your mind about that, that's fine. Why not just say, look, the idea was creeping me out. Or, I just can't deal with these people, these bidders, they're terrible. Or whatever it was that the real issue was. The idea that having sex with a man one time is going to somehow take away from your medical studies is obviously a ridiculous claim. I mean, as though no one in medical school has time for sex? Come on.
Okay. Well, for $800,000, you got time for just about anything.
Apparently not, because she's calling it quits. Quote, with the blessings of my management and the high bidders.
Who the hell is the management?
I don't know, but I hope they got some money out of this deal from her, because
indeed
she reneged. She says, I've decided to put a stop to this kerfuffle, to describe it nicely.
I say kerfuffle.
And return my focus to my medical training, she wrote, according to Gawker. I still do possess some spitefully strong beliefs about virginity, prostitution, and a woman's right to do as she damn well pleases, but school is my first priority, as it has been for my entire life.
See, I kind of feel like, you know, if you, on the principle of it, it sounds like she buckled to something, and I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I can only speculate. I have no idea what it is, but I find this, I'm going to concentrate on my studies thing to be laughable. Your studies are for medicine, and I know you want to help people and everything, but even if you took a week off of medical school to fulfill or did this during the summer or whatever it is that you, I mean, it just doesn't, this excuse doesn't fly with me. And as I recall, she was somewhat principled about her stance, that she was doing this for, to sort of push women's rights in some way or another.
Yeah.
And I'm all for that.
Concern for sex workers, etc.
But, yeah, like,
well, I mean, what is the real reason here? Maybe if you'd like to speculate, I'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. But if this was all just a political stunt, then why not admit it? Hey, this was just I was never serious about this. I just wanted the free press. Thanks, suckers. You know, because right now you've got sites like Huffington Post, Daily Mail. I mean, this lady got a lot of coverage. She got to speak to a lot of press who otherwise she would not have been able to speak to as simply a medical student complaining about sexual inequality or something like that. So if that was the reason, why not come right out and say it? Look, ha, I gotcha.
Yeah, look at this. See how a pretty gal, auctioning off her virginity gets all the press?
This free coverage.
You people are suckers.
When Rain initially said, quote, she says, at this point, I no longer care about the auction at all. This was a very easy decision, unquote. When Rain initially said she
was... You know, sometimes when you're going through something that's emotional, you just want it over with, and I can kind of understand that. I mean, you know, I guess I can kind of understand that. But couldn't she just sort of mentally divorce herself from the auction? And, you know, I mean, if she's got some managers that are taking care of it, whatever. I'm not thinking about it anymore.
How much time was she spending on this? Anyway, it's no longer, she says, sorry, when Rain initially said she was selling her virginity for the money, in recent days her tone had changed and become more political. She wrote recently, quote, it is no longer about the money. Instead, very broadly, it is about how society continues to exercise control over female sexuality by chaining it tightly to female morality. Now, I think that she wrote that prior to the blog about quitting. It's about the fact that we have not left patriarchy in the past, she says. And in parentheses, we all know male morality is not judged by the same standard. Unparentheses, and that a woman and a woman still cannot choose to do with her body what she pleases without eliciting condemnation. Hate from those around her. And it's true, she's right about that.
She's
not
all
topless in most places as a woman.
It's true, but I have met few women that want to.
Well, would they necessarily tell you, you know, Mark, I've always wanted to go topless? I mean, that's not necessarily something that's going to be a tabletop conversation.
It's just the experience that I've had. I've had enough conversations about going topless with women because it has gone on here.
Breastfeeding? I bet you're more likely to have heard that one.
Well, you know what? They're doing that.
Yeah.
And there's not that much trouble over it these days.
Well, that's good.
That's a flag that's been stuck in the ground,
good.
And
then
I think they're winning that
the
one.
The same flag needs to be stuck in the ground for topless equality, in my opinion.
I suppose, but I'd like to find the women that are all excited about it.
They're out there. We've talked about them before.
There certainly are some. There's no doubt about it. But I don't know. As far as women having sort of sexual equality, she can do anything she wants. Will somebody call?
She has more sexual freedom than the average male. I mean, that's
will
for
someone
sure.
call a woman that has sex with a lot of men a slut? Yep. Some people will do that. There's no doubt about that. But I think to a large extent, it's women that are pushing this.
The slut meme.
I think in a lot of ways that's the case.
Certainly could be the truth, other people being jealous, etc. She launched her auction March 31st and initially hid her face, then decided it would help convince skeptical customers. Initially, she said she wanted to do the auction as she's also attracted by the adventure, eroticism, scandal, and the chance to challenge norms about virginity. At the time, she added she's been planning the auction for a year, and it's transformed her, making her more educated about prostitution, virginity, and slut-shaming. She told Huffington Post she was born in the Southwest but spent much of her childhood in Saudi Arabia because dad worked in the oil industry. And she said she's still a virgin at age 28 because sex and relationships came second to school, work, and other commitments. I have a lot of respect for that position. I kind of took a similar tact in my life at one time where I was so focused on work, I didn't want to get involved in any relationships because I knew it would just distract from that. So I don't blame her for that. But she spent a year planning this. I mean, that sure is a lot of effort to go through just to say, $801,000 for what? A night's worth of work?
Call it a night. It might not even be a night. There's no promise of a night.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's true. It's not clear what the exact details were.
Let's have lunch and wrap this up by 3, okay?
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. So I just wanted to give you the update on the story. I mean, she's backing out. And I wonder, have any of these actually gone through? Any of these internet virgin auctions? If you can find one, please let us know, 855-453. You can always, of course, submit content right to the front page of freetalklive.com. In fact, we are going to go to one of those submitted stories here about a sheriff who is changing his tune about DUI seizure laws. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Grainger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Grainger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/air handler, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book. And it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype into the show. Username there, lrn.fm. Of course,
You can bring up anything just like you can there on the front page of our website, submitting content right to the front page. Very easy process to do. Go and get involved. We're actually going to give you some content from that front page here in just one moment.
And we also give you a pound of free coffee. If you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, there we have a subscription program that we've worked out with Buzzbox Coffee. You pay for the shipping. We'll pay for the pound. It's delicious coffee. It is organic, shade-grown, top 1% grade Arabica beans. This is the best of the best coffee. But one thing about Buzzbox Coffee is that it really, they have a whole different philosophy around the people they work with and the people that they wish to serve. Because we've partnered with Buzzbox, we're able to give another microloan to a family around the world who are living in poverty every time we get 10 people to sign up at coffee.freetalklive.com to have their coffee delivered by Buzzbox. Now, Buzzbox takes very good care of its workers. They have programs that allow people to get into their coffee co-op. They grow their coffee sustainably. It's this organic thing's really kind of awesome because, you know, when it comes to coffee, you don't know if they've been using DDT or leaded gas when they're driving around there. And that's a big deal. Coffee's a very absorbent product. But if you want to help people, help yourself, just go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your free pound, try it out, see how you enjoy it at coffee.freetalklive.com.
You can't go wrong with that. Free pound of coffee, just pay the shipping cost, you're good to go. And it's very good coffee.
It certainly is.
So we continue here. Of course, we'll take your calls if you dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Saw this story right on the front page of our website as submitted by Celestrian and voted upon by perhaps you. From KRQE.com, former sheriff is changing his tune about DUI enforcement.
Santa Fe County, Florida?
That's West Coast. Or west of the Mississippi. Santa Fe, I think. Okay. New Mexico.
Santa Fe, yeah, New Mexico.
It was a little after 9 a.m. on a Monday, or 9 p.m. on a Monday night when Santa Fe police got the call. Sylvia Solano, age 21, had just driven a white BMW convertible into a brick wall in a sleepy Southside neighborhood.
Okay.
Ms. Solano was taken to jail, arrested after blowing a .24. Pretty drunk.
Yeah, Ms. Solano was hammered.
On a breathalyzer, the BMW was taken to the city impound lot. Because it was Sylvia Solano's second DUI, or DWI, the city kept the wrecked car under the city's DWI forfeiture law and then moved to seize and sell said car.
I wonder how wrecked it was. I guess you must not have hit the wall too hard because, I mean, that sounds like a totaling situation to me, but maybe I'm wrong.
But the car isn't Sylvia's. It's her dad Greg's car, Greg Solano. On this night, he says, I hadn't loaned it to her. I didn't know she was taking it.
Oh, of course.
He says.
He's throwing his daughter under the bus for a stolen car charge.
Greg Solano was a Santa Fe County Sheriff for 8 years, resigning in 2010 after he was caught stealing and selling department equipment on eBay.
Oh, God.
It's ironic that he would have his car seized because as Sheriff Solano pushed for the county to get a DWI forfeiture ordinance of its own. Because Solano says he didn't give his daughter the keys, nor know she was even drinking, he appealed to the city to be considered an innocent owner and get his car back.
Hmm.
The hearing officer denied him. Solano said that because I knew that she had had a prior DWI, they said they could take the car. Under city rules, the administrative hearing officer only determines whether there was enough probable cause to make the DWI arrest. A car owner can claim to be an innocent owner, but they are only considered as such if they didn't know about the driver's DWI past. Apparently, if your car is stolen by somebody who's had a DWI that you knew about, then you're liable for it?
No, what he's saying is that he has lent the car enough times in the past to his daughter that his daughter would assume that she could borrow the car.
He says he didn't give the keys, so it wasn't like...
What does express permission mean?
Hmm.
All right, so I have a vehicle. That vehicle, I have a vehicle that's in my name. My wife has a vehicle in her name. Okay? Now, if oftentimes I drive her vehicle and oftentimes she drives mine, she doesn't ask me, hey, Mark, can I borrow the car? It's true, but I don't tell her that she can either.
But if you didn't know that she had borrowed the car,
what if I was away, you know, on a business trip, and what, or you know, what if I was away, but both cars were there, and I didn't know if she had taken one car or the other?
Well, what's not clear here is he says that he didn't give her the keys and know she was drinking. So it sounded to me like he, at least he's pretending. Maybe he didn't. Maybe this isn't the real story, but that. She took it without his permission.
But
she just took his car.
Look, either he's willing to press, you know, charges against his daughter for stealing the car, in my opinion, or he is just coming up with a bunch of crap. Look, when my wife takes the car, I don't give her the keys either. That's because she has her own set.
Under the city rules, again, they decided that he was still liable because he knew she had a DWI in the past. Any other claims of being an innocent owner can only be determined in court. Solano says the whole process felt boilerplate and that the outcome was predetermined. Gee, maybe he knows how some of us feel now when it comes to these laws and how it is one size fits all. And that, you know, that's what the boilerplate idea is.
Oh, sure.
Is that, look, you're just being crammed into this system that has these rules, and these rules are, you know, supposedly ironclad. At least it seems that way for us little guys. If you are a current bureaucrat, or in a lot of cases, a retired bureaucrat. In this case, this guy's kind of a retired, but by force, he was fired. Or was he fired? Anyway,
yeah,
he left
fired
because
he
was stealing. So he's not on he's still not on the inside track like he used to be. And so therefore, he's treated like one of the rest of us.
He's a hoi polloi now.
And probably even worse, actually. It's a sucky feeling. I mean, it feels like these people don't care about you. And they don't. Or even if they do, they can't, because it's the provision of the job that they can't give you an exception to this. So, according to the story here, KRQE.com, he says, this has changed my perspective on it a lot. Not just because my car was taken, but because the whole process just seems so stacked against you and seemed so unfair. Solano says, while he doesn't regret that law's effect keeping some that law's effect keeping some drunk drivers off the road, he now believes a lot of innocent people are losing their cars because of the law.
Yeah.
And he's probably right, but well, too bad it took happening to him for him to realize that.
I mean, if you're going to have a law like this, that law shouldn't be written so that you know, somebody's held somebody else can have their car taken. I mean, ultimately, they just, if they're going to write this law, it should be just, look, if you've got a car and you were, you know, then your car can be taken. It seems ridiculous that they can take somebody else's car from you.
So he is bringing in an attorney, by the way, and
I'm glad that he's got the money for that. I wonder how he got that money.
City of Santa Fe isn't backing down. However, the city attorney is saying they're fully confident the ordinance is constitutional and will hold up in court. So there they go. Find out what happens. Hopefully, we're coming up here. You can take control on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Because houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door double reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door doubles are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDouble.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 400-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And if you care about your online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. ProXPN is a global virtual private network. It encrypts your online data, so before something gets to your internet service provider, it leaves your computer encrypted. Your internet service provider, all they can do with that is just pass it along. They just pass it along to the next server, the next router, or whatever, and it routes it over to where you need to go. First, going through ProXPN servers, where it's then de-encrypted and sent out to the rest of the internet. So the idea is that right now, your ISP is probably logging all the websites you visit, all the search terms that you're entering. They're creating logs on that, keeping them up to 5 years. You can stop that from happening by using ProXPN, and you can start with ProXPN right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL. You can start for free, but you're going to want to upgrade to their premium package for $5 a month, and you get the $5 price by using our discount code FTL20 and buying the annual package at proxpn.com/FTL. Again, code FTL20. Get you 20% off for the premium account for the lifetime of the account, which is an incredible discount. It's an incredible period of time that you get it. This isn't some introductory offer. That's a lifetime 20% discount just for using our code FTL20. They've got software for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android devices. Plus, there's a different setup for Linux. Just email their techs, and they'll help you out with that. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL20 to get the deal for Free Talk Live listeners. Regardless, you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep logs of your online browsing habits. Plus, with their premium account, you can also choose the server that you want to connect to, and you can privately torrent. Don't get started at proxpn.com/FTL. As we continue here, there's all kinds of interesting stuff in the news here tonight. A woman has been arrested for wiretapping her own arrest.
or she was charged with that, I guess, for wiretapping her own arrest. And one in five people would have sex with an android.
One in five people admitted to being willing to have sex with an android.
This is true. And I guess, well, let's get into the story here from CBS Atlanta.
I think that, by the way, it probably has just to do with how good the android looks.
I bet you that would be the case. In a survey of changing attitudes between human beings and robots, nearly one out of five said they were willing to have sex with an android, despite more than one third of respondents saying they fear that machines will threaten the human race. A poll conducted among 2,000 members.
They'll make great pets.
These are British folks who are, by the way, saying this. 2,000 members of the British public by Middlesex University. I wonder if it would be different and how it would be different in other countries.
I couldn't say.
So they found out what humans think of one day walking, talking, and apparently progressing even further with robots on a daily basis. In addition to the 17% of people who said they're prepared to have sex with an android, more than 1 in 10 claimed they would care for the fruits of such labor, with 11% saying they want a robot child.
What? The care for... What? Okay, so 1 in 10 people said that they would care for the robot baby
The cyborg created, baby or whatever.
Created by having sex with an android?
That's what they're saying.
Do they understand how sex works?
I'd say it's safe to say 1 out of 10 don't understand anything about sex.
It sounds to me like the person writing the question doesn't understand how sex works. Wait a second. Just because you had sex with an android doesn't mean that android can give you a baby.
But it could. I mean, in theory, right? In the Battlestar Galactica series, they do.
It doesn't have anything to do with sex.
Oh, wait, they don't get pregnant in that series. I don't know how to describe it. Never mind. Too sci-fi. It's been too long since I've seen it.
I suppose that an android could take a sample of your DNA and then create another android baby using some kind of information.
There you go. See, now you're thinking.
Created with the DNA.
Obviously, those 10% were thinking a lot harder than you on this.
Yeah, I bet they were.
So 11% say they want a robot child similar to David from the movie AI.
I think that here's my opinion on having children. You should have raised at least 3 robot children before you get a chance to raise a real one. You need some practice.
So with the robot child thing, technically aren't all robots like children? At least in the beginning, you would have to teach them things, right? Like... The robots
could come with the information.
I suppose they could, but robots, at least in science fiction, they're never quite in the loop. You know, the robots are usually, you know, you look at like Data from the Star Trek series.
This is how I feel about you, though.
Maybe I am a robot, Mark, back from the future.
I don't think
drive
so.
You insane.
No, they wouldn't have that hand shaking thing that you've got going. They'd make it better looking too.
Thanks. So, anyway, the idea being that, like, at least in popular culture, the robots have to learn things. In the Terminator movies, you know, they kind of have to teach Arnold certain things that he doesn't know because he's a robot.
Here's the cool clothes. Where are these?
Yeah. Anyway, one of the study recipients said that science seems to have gotten the edge on sex. Quote, "It seems to have got to the stage where people would rather have sex with something that knows exactly what it's doing, where we know exactly how it will react." And one thing I know about the CBS websites is they love to reset on me every now and then.
Yeah, I hate that. This thing about having sex with an android, it seems to me that the vast majority of the public would have sex with an android based on how it looked.
Well, I mean, if they didn't know, right? Like, would it be one of those things where if you're having sex with a transsexual or you want to have sex with a transsexual, but then you realize that some people get upset about that? Maybe it would be the same thing with a robot culture. Like, the robot would look really attractive. You'd want to have sex with it, and then you'd find out, hey, you're a robot.
Look at all the hentai, Japanese cartoon porn that's out there. You look at magazines like Heavy Metal, which is a cartoon magazine about drawings of women.
These are niche things, though. I mean, people aren't...
Comic books aren't niche, are they?
Yeah, but comic books where you're having sex with robots
are
probably
pretty
niche. Take a
look at Power Girl. No, what I'm saying is that they draw the lines on pictures, sometimes lines on paper, sometimes with color, that, you know, of women with, you know, and men, and they're attractive or whatever. I mean, these aren't real either, but people like them, and they like them for sexual reasons.
Sure.
Imagine for a second, Ian. Imagine that you could have a sex partner that was stunningly attractive and thought you were witty, smart, attractive, just attractive, always wanted you when you wanted you, wanted to do what you wanted to do.
What makes you think the robots will be like that?
Was fidelity? Because they're programmed to be. This is a, I'm sorry, but this is a computer blow-up doll. And
that's how they would start, but what about the robots that have more intellect? What about the AI?
They're not going to waste their time doing
the ones with the... What about the pillow talk robots? I mean, what...
The ones with the intellect are going to be busy building the machines that will take over the world.
The other,
In the meantime, they will have the souped-up dildo robot, keeping you busy.
Well, and because people will be having sex with robots, they won't be having sex with each other, so population will be going down likely.
We don't really need that many more people, just people, if we are the larval stage of a machine race, we only need enough people to get the androids up and running.
Well, I think there's some other social factors that are going to come into play, like bias against robots. I mean, right now...
Humans certainly will.
Right, I mean, humans have a problem with
there's bias against SUVs currently. What happens when you deface an SUV? You go to jail.
What are you trying to say?
Do some people have a bias against SUVs?
Yes.
Okay. So what?
Big, I just fat, mean that there's deal. A social. There's going to be a social factor as far as like people having sex with a robot. Right now, one out of five, basically close to one out of five, are saying they'd
be willing
to have sex.
I think the number is much higher.
I think you might be right about that. Maybe people haven't really thought it through. But all that said, there's going to be a percentage of the population, and I don't know what the percentage is. Maybe it'll be, organized Christians or something like that, or
there's going to be some
Luddites.
Back to the Earther types.
Right, the Luddites, the people that,
no one's
going to
call themselves a Luddite, Ian.
A very against anti-robotists, roboticists. That these people are going to look down on people, even though, like, to you, this is a really hot robot. Other people are going to look at it and say, oh, that's a robot. You're a pathetic excuse for a human being.
So what?
855-450-FREE. I'm not saying I take those people's sides, but there could be a fair amount of those people.
My robot
we'll
can rip your arms off and beat you over the head with them.
Here in moments, this is Free Talk Live. Would love to get your thoughts on this.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants on our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days. With just one capsule a day, be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Of the airwaves via this toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like the program and you like what we're doing, then please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month, and we take that and invest it into the show to get on more radio stations around the country, to bring more internet listeners on board. We've been doing Google AdWords campaigns, a campaign on Google AdWords for the last 2.5 months about.
Yep.
And maybe actually about 3 months at this point. And we've seen significant increases in podcast downloads. Now, correlation is not necessarily causation, but this is, I think,
it's
pretty
good
correlation.
It's 26 or 28%, did you say?
28% up from February. So we started in February. April was up 28% from February. March was up from February. I don't know what the percentage was. Not as much. But then from February to April, up by 28%, up from 69 to 89,000 downloads. That's a pretty darn good increase.
Yeah, things are working.
For that.
New people are being reached.
And I would say AdWords is a factor in that.
I'd say that that's undeniable.
So if you want to help us increase, if you want to help Free Talk Live spread, $5 a month is what it takes. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, which is still very popular. I'm glad to see people are liking and utilizing that. And some more perks. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Take a look. And again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We are sharing with you a story about people and their willingness to have sex, or at least their admitted willingness to have sex with a robot. One out of
Android.
Five. An Android.
I don't know what the difference is.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
I don't know.
Well, anyway,
looks like a human.
17%, good point. 17% of people said they are prepared to have sex with an Android. 11% saying they want a child, a robot child, similar to David in the movie AI. One of the,
I don't know the movie AI, but it'd be really nice to just shut that thing off and go to bed. I can tell you that.
Let's see. According to the Daily Beast, people's self-reliance may have equipped people to seek such far-fetched sexual independence from other humans. The participant of the study adds, quote, but this obliterates the excitement of the uncertainty of being with a living person. They were talking about how you would know what the robot was programmed for, how long it would take, etc. There'd be all these parameters that you would know as the person in charge of the robot. So they're saying that that would take away from the excitement of not knowing what was going to happen, the risk of it all going wrong, which is a big part of having sex with someone in the first place. I'm just glad I got into a relationship before sleeping with C-3PO became the norm.
I love the idea. Yeah, people, I'm sure, are getting together with other folks to have sex because everything could go wrong.
Right. However, 41% said they think the concept of sexual intimacy with a robot is creepy. See, that's what I'm telling you, Mark. There are going to be people out there who are going to look down on this.
They think lots of things they do themselves are creepy, too. This is the thing. It's only creepy when somebody else does it. This is the point that I'm trying to make here, is I think that this would quickly become a norm. The fact is that, you know, why wouldn't you want a mate that looks awesome, doesn't age, can, you know, thinks you're funny, exciting, riveting, talks to you, you know, whatever it is that you want. I mean, you know, what all the good things that you get from a relationship, you could get from an android. And none of the bad stuff. Hey, look, no mental health issues. That till death do us part thing? Nope, you don't have to do that. You don't have to take care of somebody in a wheelchair.
You make a persuasive argument, but nonetheless, the numbers here are what they are. And again, this is these are British folks, so maybe things would be different in other countries.
I have no clue but it seems to me that once this gets rolling, that likely people will see advantages to it.
Also, it'd be interesting to see an age breakdown as well.
If you would have asked people 20 years ago how much time they would spend on the internet, on Facebook, trying to explain that to them, and you know, I bet you that they would answer a lot less than what is true.
So again, 41% said it's creepy. An additional 14% said they don't think robots should be used in such a manner. So there are robot prudes out there.
Oh, absolutely. You didn't think that was the case?
Nearly one-fifth of pet owners said they would replace a cherished animal with a robot. Not necessarily that sex would be involved in that.
Yeah, think about the advantages here. Not going on the carpet. Mm-hmm. Not getting things chewed up. Not getting furniture scratched up. My mom has a chair in her house that she's just let the cats go after. And essentially turned into a giant scratching post. Yeah, because they leave the rest of the furniture alone, but this chair destroyed.
Yes.
You know, none of that. You can have a cat that doesn't scratch the furniture. Hmm. A dog that doesn't chew your shoes.
Well, obviously we're talking about in a time where that robot thing, whether it's another human or a pet, would have to really evoke human emotion, right? Because the reason why, I mean, while some people may be interested in sex for the act itself, others are interested in an emotional sexual intimacy.
Sure.
In the same way that people are intimate
with their... But it's a seeming emotional sexual intimacy. You know?
What are you talking about?
Well, because it's your relationship. You don't know what your relationship is with that other person.
It's true. They could hate you, I suppose.
Whatever's going on in their head is going on in their head. What you want is the feeling you have in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can have that feeling by being in a relationship with, you know, suddenly, I didn't realize I was in a relationship with a robot, but now I do, and, you know, not so bad.
Yeah, still, if you want to comment on this, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. The same thing with the animals. I mean, you know, when you're petting that dog and they're looking up at you, and, you know, can the robot make that same connection with the human? And how far are we? I mean, maybe they can eventually, but how long is it going to take? And then what will happen to real dogs and real cats?
Will these things be monogamous? That's what I want to know.
The
robots.
Sex robots?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't want somebody coming in your house and using your sex robot, right?
Presumably not, no.
Sex robot. Could you watch the house for the weekend? And stay away from Dirk.
Yeah, you know, the pool cleaner.
I mean, obviously, people are not going to want that. But you know that there's going to be an aftermarket for sex robots. You know, I mean, people are going to sell them. So you have to have a sort of a reprogramming thing option, right? Somebody's got to be able to hack Zora the robot's brain and make it not monogamous anymore.
Well, yeah, that's just it. I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities here. Despite some survey respondents' intimate attitude toward robots, many polled expressed concerns. Almost one half, 46%, said they thought technology was proceeding too quickly and uprooting traditional life values. 35% expressed fears of unmanned military drones. I share that one. And 42% expect teachers to be replaced by bots in future schools and classrooms. Certainly not if the unions have their way. Teachers aren't going anywhere.
I don't know why you'd... I mean, what would you use a physical teacher for? What's a physical teacher do?
Well, I think the whole teachers in a classroom thing is outmoded anyway. I mean, that's totally unnecessary by all evidence, and it's a very old technology. Just moving to internet teaching could be a huge change. But yeah, I agree with you, Mark. There's no reason why a robot couldn't replace a teacher. But the reason why the school system is the way it is, as awful as it is because it's resistant to change. And certainly the teachers' unions are very resistant to change. And it's going to be a real long time before you see the first robot teacher in a government school.
In a government school, but yeah. It doesn't mean that it's not, you know, may not be a government school, right?
So share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. I also, I think the statistic's interesting that almost a half of people in the Britain, said they thought technology was proceeding too quickly and uprooting traditional life values. You hear these kind of complaints about young people always being on their phones.
People are constantly complaining about young people. Yeah. I mean, they complained about Dungeons and Dragons when I was a kid, mm-hmm. and a Highway to Hell. And I mean, you know,
Dungeons and Dragons would have been distracting you from real life, right?
Nothing more boring than an older person complaining about a younger person. I mean, for God's sakes, get some new shtick. You know what's old and boring? You complaining about young people.
Yeah, but there's an argument to be made, I think, that technology is distracting us from connecting with real people. Like when you've got people who supposedly know one another, it's one thing for people to be antisocial when they're on something like a subway train. That's fairly common. That's been with us for a while. It doesn't have that much to do with technology. But if you're in the same room with other people that you purportedly know and everybody's on a phone, that definitely feels to me like something's lost. Right, like that there's some sort of human connection there.
Yeah, there's an opportunity for somebody who's good at connecting to humans face-to-face to step in and, make money, provide services, make people's lives better.
So what you're saying is the phone has stepped in to make people's lives better rather than having to have a conversation with somebody?
Well, clearly their lives are better. They're on the phone.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you share any of these folks' concerns, the technology is proceeding too quickly, traditional life values are being uprooted, would you have sex with a robot, under what parameters would you feel comfortable about that, or are you, do you think robots shouldn't have sex, that robots are too good for that? 855-450-FREE, more coming up.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.